Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, pets and creatures of every make and model, fans of entertainment and shenanigans alike, welcome back to Legends Podcast. I'm Beef.
I'm Wing.
And I'm John Lobster. Fall back in time with Legends Podcast. All month long, we're talking about time travel, paradoxes, and going back in time to make yourself a best friend. The Terminator franchise can't be bargained with. It can't be reasoned with. It doesn't feel pity or remorse or fear, and it absolutely will not stop ever until you are dead.
I love you.
This past weekend's release of Terminator Dark Fate proved that statement definitively, as the film became the third attempt to restart the franchise in only a decade. But will the fact that Fate delivered less than $30 million at the box office be enough to convince Hollywood to terminate this aging relic? Or will future time travelers be able to erase the past 10 years of reboots? We're going back to the beginning to see if there's hope. Come with us if you want to live. This is Cronovember.
Sir, you write a good intro almost every week, but this... My hat is doubly off to you.
This one is good, and I'll be honest with you. Try when you go see the new movie, because Beef, you're gonna end up going. I know.
I hate you. I am.
Remember, a Terminator doesn't feel pity or remorse.
Okay, or fear.
Remember that.
It will not stop.
Yeah.
Well, but they've also reprogrammed them, Wing. We've been reprogrammed.
Remember that. Yeah, one has been reprogrammed. We saw what it took.
All right, I'm just saying. All right, anyway.
Let's talk about the good Terminator movie, because at this point, they're just going down and down and down.
Yeah, so
Wait, talking about Terminator 2?
Well, okay, hold on a second, because this movie is not the mold of Terminator films. This is a slasher movie, a stalker horror film with an unstoppable opponent like Freddy
Jason.
Or Mike Myers, right. Michael Myers, and it's just using robots and time travel to tell that story. It's not we have to fix the timeline and save the future of humanity and figure out
that's
AI.
Done.
Right. That this is, we want to live. So we got to run from this guy, and our guns aren't going to stop him, so we got to figure something out.
Yeah, but it caught in the mind of people because, first of all, the design of the Terminator, and second of all, the twist at the end, the shaman-a-ma-yaman-ding-dong twist at the end.
I'm my own grandpa kind of thing?
Yeah, exactly. He was the father all along. This is just a loop that keeps going.
He gave him that picture so he'd want to bone his mom.
So it gave just enough to this movie to be
to make it more
memorable.
Than that. Yeah, but it's still, I never thought of it as, it literally is the Jason, the Mike Myers, the Freddy Krueger, the slasher flick.
That's all it is. And that was his vision. James Cameron wanted to do basically a horror movie with a robot.
Yeah, and he succeeded in the second one as well. So
The second one he really succeeded in.
He had the idea for the T-1000, but knew that the technology wasn't there yet. So he gave himself time, invented the technology, like he did for Titanic and Avatar and all that, and came back and said, well, this is the story I really want to tell, and let's do it, and made perhaps the perfect action movie.
Without this, you wouldn't have gotten Terminator 2, but realistically, Terminator 2 and Aliens, those are the few.
Yes.
Some of those two are the two top sequels that top
and
the
those
originals.
Are both... Those are both action movie. Hold on. They're both action movie sequels to horror films.
That's true. And I prefer horror film to action movies. So that's probably I'll fight you on Alien.
True. But that's fine. We can disagree to disagree because, like, I'm the action guy, right? Horror's okay, but I'm the action dude. And
Yeah, I'm all about those two sequels compared to the first ones. But back to the Terminator, because that's slasher movie, robots. This right. did a lot to set...
In the 1980s, yeah, baby. Yeah,
84. This did so much to set the mind's eye of every young person or middle-aged person or basically yeah. anybody that saw this to time travel, sci-fi, you know, all of this, like, I don't know. To me, this was such a touching point in my life. It was like,
did it make you touch
show us on the trailer where it touched you? No, it didn't, but it was still I don't know.
I mean, there were some life. you know young Linda Hamilton.
Oh, like, yeah, let's, well, not the big hair wing, you well, know it, you know Pokey, 80s. Right.
Yes. Let's not okay. beat around the bush if
his,
you know what I mean.
His mother and aunt had this hair for years when I was growing up. So I'm like, hey, ladies. Just saying.
I had a bunch of aunts. I think my mom had that for a while. You know, it was the 80s. That was normal.
That was
you
the hair.
Had, yeah. yeah. All the spray net. Come on. So.
This movie was shot like on nothing. They're shooting through. Or they've parked yeah, a car
under,
on a back alley.
Under $7 million.
They park a car on a back alley and have Arnold just punch through the window and then drive off.
There's yeah, that one, almost no permit, nothing. Yeah.
There's almost no computer effects. It's stop motion.
Which I
when
love.
It is, yeah, on screen. And it's body horror, too, because you have the Terminator cutting away parts of his flesh and then his flesh literally decomposing on its frame.
Which yeah. and it's if you look at it under today's lens, it looks kind of bad,
yeah,
pretty bad. But I think it's still phenomenal.
It holds
for the
up
time.
Better than some of the CGI stuff.
Yes, absolutely, because it's practical, and I've always
because it's practical
fan.
And it looks fucking gross.
It still looked better than half of Jenny Smith, Genesis. Yeah. So
yeah,
Jenny I mean. Smith, she's pretty hot. I don't look that up, listeners.
Terminator syphilis.
There you go.
Not the worst, I guess.
No.
I think that's the worst. I was rethinking about it. I think that's the worst.
Salvation, for
no,
my
yeah,
money,
Genesis, for
has
sure.
nothing. No, Salvation, there's nothing redeeming.
Because we don't agree
no,
on that.
There's no... Okay, McG. There's no...
I have a backup to it. Go ahead and cough.
There's no... Yeah. There's no time travel in that. The story is dumb, and John Connor's less like that. Like Christian Bale is the least interesting John Connor that this franchise coughs up.
True, but it's
and because even I didn't like Jason Clarke, but at least they did a twist and made him the bad guy in Genesis.
Yeah,
and
again, that movie
from what I understand, Dark Fate does one better. But I mean, you've got, I mean, even what's his face, whose name I don't remember, from Rise of the Machines, Nick Stahl, right?
Yeah,
he was fine.
See, the thing, yeah, he wasn't bad, and
he was
got,
fine.
You got Claire Danes with her AK at the end. Whoa, you remind me of my mom.
Yeah,
but it wasn't. The thing I liked about Salvation is that it was like the post-apocalyptic vision, right? I had seen
Listen,
it for a few minutes in the first one and a few minutes in the second one, and that is literally what gave me my wet dream of post-apocalyptic fiction.
Ooh.
Well, maybe not literally
then,
the wet dream part.
That was 2009, and we got beaten over the head with it with Walking Dead and everything else that came out around the same time, and I watched it and I was like, oh cool, they're gonna do Battlestar Galactica. Oh no, they're not. It's not gonna be that. Can we talk for a second about the best post Terminator 2 Judgment Day Terminator content, the Sarah Connor Chronicles?
Yeah, I mean, really, that is what it is.
It is, yeah, the best.
It is. It is.
And you get, that's why I will argue that as much as I like Linda Hamilton and she is the, uh-huh. the
it's all about
mistress,
Cersei Lannister,
it
baby.
Is, it's all about Lena Headey for me as Sarah Connor. Because hold on, While Linda Hamilton created this character in our mind's eye, I had, instead of 4 hours to fall in love with her, I had like 32 hours. That was back when TV was 16 to 20 episodes a season.
And when you had that and what else to watch, right?
Yeah, yeah, and you had what's-her-face, Summer Glau as your Terminator.
Summer Glau. They had a pretty good...
He wasn't a bad John Connor.
They did a lot of fun stuff. You got to see the Terminators in different variations. There was the one who was like married and had a family. He was like the sleeper.
There was
agent.
The planning one where they shipped him back in time and he overshot. So he buried him. He bought a building and buried himself in the building. Like, it was good and well thought out sci-fi that I always start to watch. And for some reason, I don't finish it. So I go back and start watching again.
You had Shirley Manson as the T-1001.
Yep.
Good stuff. I know what you mean, and it's a great show, but Linda Hamilton, she can make a two-hour piece of shit.
Yeah, but does she save the new one, would you say?
Yes. It's yes.
Okay, so now maybe after I watch the new one, I will say I have 6 or 7 hours or 8 hours, including behind-the-scenes footage of her total. But no matter what, I still have Lena Headey yelling, John, in a decent, not great American accent for like 30 hours.
Yeah.
Like it's not that she makes a better Sarah Connor. It's just that I have known her as Sarah Connor longer, so I appreciate her more. I don't know.
Okay.
Not that, I don't know. I love them both, though.
Why choose?
True. I mean, I don't have to yet.
I notice we're not mentioning the other Game of Thrones actress to play a Sarah Connor.
Nope. Can we agree that in retrospect, that looked like a TV movie?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. That was, I mean, by far, that was, I think, one.
That's the pit.
I'd have to watch it again. That's the one I've only watched once.
There's a reason for that, because even if Lobster really doesn't like Salvation, you and me agree that it's a good sci-fi film.
Oh, and I'll watch Salvation for the visuals. And Anton Yelchin.
What a loss.
And other stuff that's going on there.
I like that movie, but the title is wrong.
Yeah.
I like seeing... But see, it had enough of the mythos in Salvation to... And hey, we're still talking about Terminator because it spawned all this other great content because Terminator's still fun. But I like in Salvation how it showed you like the T-101s or whatever and like the random early shit where it was literally a robot with rubber skin over it.
Yeah.
Yep, that was interesting. And technically, that's the last of the original continuity.
Yeah, because they won.
Right.
Yeah, because it goes after 3, he's in the bunker at the end of 3, and then we're in the war, and he's in the war, and at the end...
We know and it's the happened. Same character, right? Bryce Dallas Howard is Claire Danes.
Right? Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Her role has been completely cut, and she's in the background. But she is.
She gets to perform heart surgery. It's all good.
So yeah, technically it's in continuity. Then you have Genesis that's basically telling you there's a bunch of different timelines and we're in
that's
between.
The Back to the Future too. It's like let's do greatest hits and then screw everything up.
As much as I didn't like between. Genesis, I still like going, okay, so wait a minute. Someone sent back a Terminator to save her somewhere? What?
Yeah.
You know me, time travel.
Pop.
And the new
pop.
One feels like fan fiction with a great budget.
Yeah.
The action?
Is there a good copy yet that I can pay for online? Like, can I rent this?
No, it'll be on HBO next month.
I was just going to say, is it on video on demand right now that I don't know of?
It's tanking so bad, they're going to put that everywhere to try to make a penny.
Yeah, any money back.
Seriously?
Oh, this killed Terminator.
No, it didn't.
Yeah.
Because that's exactly what we said fucking 3 or 4 years ago when Genesis did the same.
No. We knew 3 or 4 years ago when Genesis happened that the rights were going back to James Cameron, and we knew that the first thing he would do is produce another one. This will cost to the studios $120 million.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's split between 3 people. Hold on, where is it right here?
It's Terminator.
Terminator.
Okay, let's each take $40 million and pay for it, Beef. Where's your $40 million? You know, it's $40 million anyway that you're taking.
Dang,
you
don't want to take that. Shit.
So the best thing that could happen out of this is that Cameron right now is doing friendly with Disney with Avatar because there was a Fox property. If he can basically dump that to Disney and let them do their thing.
Or, I mean, Sarah Connor Chronicles Season 3.
Yes, Disney Plus. Disney Plus.
Do you know
that
what I mean? Like,
let's
just
go get Lady Edie. Well, she's not working right now.
No, right. Game of Thrones is done. You just age everybody up. You pick up where it left off. It was a cliffhanger. They're in
Disney
the future.
Plus.
Yeah.
Can I be honest?
Yes.
I think I'd almost rather have SGU.
No, I want a reboot of the old shit.
I want Sarah Connor Chronicles, but I really want Stargate Universe. I want that show to finish. I got to go back and watch it again to see if I still like it. But damn it, I feel like I want it.
It's still good.
Okay.
All right. We've spent zero time
on Terminator, the first one.
Yeah.
I'll be back. And he gets with the car.
I saw this
in the police station, kills everyone.
I saw this on VHS when I was like 5.
Yeah.
Maybe 6.
I saw
6.
This at around 10 or 11, and I was terrified. Like, terrified. And then we went to see the second one in theater, and for some reason, then I was not terrified. I think this just the finish of the first movie, the lighting, it's so dark.
I definitely only saw 2 for like a long time. And I don't think I watched the first one for like forever.
That's how I was with Alien. I was like,
yeah,
aliens. Aliens. They're like, no, Alien. I'm like, no, aliens. And they're like, dude, there's a movie before that.
Weirdly enough, the second one was the one I haven't seen, because the first one I've seen is the third one. Then I saw the first one and I was like, oh, okay, it's all the same.
For which one? Alien?
Yeah. So I went from 3 to 1, so never went to 2. And a couple of years later, I watched 2 and I was like, oh. Oh, and then I saw the progression with the character and fell in love with the series.
Yeah, see, this movie is like, other than the hot Arnold dong you get in shadow silhouette right away. I mean,
ooh.
This is seared into my memory, and I never even noticed that till our friends on a different podcast pointed it out years ago.
If Arnold Schwarzenegger dong is seared in your memory, I think you need to explore something, Beef.
No, because every time we watch it now, I'm just like, hey, that's his dong.
Aw, dong.
It's cold out. Do you see his breath? I wouldn't be able to be that dongy. Jeez.
They didn't put the dong in Genesis, huh?
It's because he's from Austria or whatever.
Dongstria?
He's used to it.
Oh. The cold? I don't...
Huh? Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's all good.
Oh, yeah. And the cameo from one of
Bill
the...
Paxton?
Bill Paxton.
And the other guy who I swear played a Terminator at one point. The big guy?
Yeah.
Well, with the weird face who was on, what, X-Files or something?
Oh, yeah.
Was he a Terminator on Sarah Connor Chronicles?
I want to say he was, but...
That's the kind of shit that you do in a TV show. We're going to get that guy that had that role in the movie, and we're going to make him like something. Yeah. So, I believe it.
But this is a good movie. Pacing's a little off. The soundtrack is effing weird.
It is.
It's all 80s.
Absolutely 80s. Well, I love that part of the soundtrack, but it is so dated with that and like the technology, because they focus on the, you know, the pager and the answering machine and Willem Dafoe. On him as the weird little like backup detective.
No, Lance Henriksen.
Sorry, I'm sorry. Jesus. Holy
and
fuck.
He's awesome
and,
in this.
But he's like the weird little backup detective. He always says the wrong shit at the inopportune time. I mean, I get it, but...
So this guy played Alien Bounty Hunter. I'm talking about Brian Thompson. Like, look at his face. He could be a Terminator, though, right?
You call Alien Bounty Hunter?
Yeah.
The punk?
Yeah, the punk. The big punk.
Okay.
And he's in, let's see, what else? He's like a character actor. Oh, he's in Buffy. He was in Mortal Kombat Annihilation.
Ooh, that's his big credit.
Oh, yeah, you've seen him in stuff for sure.
And you know this guy. They almost finished shooting that, by the way.
Which one?
Mortal Kombat.
The new one.
Yeah.
Fight. Fight.
You know what? We got to find the Mortal Kombat ass dancing gif.
I'm flashing back to January, you guys.
All right. So what else on the first Terminator?
Would you walk into a Michael press Bean. Like this?
No, Michael Bean.
Yeah.
Kyle Reese. Yeah. Let's talk about him for a second.
Literally the archetype for everything after this movie. Snake Plissken, I think.
Yep.
He was also the archetype for Snake from Metal Gear Solid.
The fucking Highlander in his trench coat and sneakers. Right?
Isn't sword, that all around the same year?
Yeah, sword instead of a shotgun. Highlander
so
was a little later.
They were all shooting probably at the same time.
Highlander was later, right?
85?
They did not want to dump...
Fuck!
They did not want to dump Arnold off of the front of that big Buick that they were supposedly driving in reverse. So they put brick on the side of a semi-trailer, and they moved the semi-trailer forward so the car was stationary for all the shooting of Arnold putting his fist through the window. Boom! Knew that at like 8.
But boom, that's down. A good trick.
Yeah. I always look for it, and you can never... I mean, you can't tell unless you know. And even if you know, it's still hard to tell.
Now you know.
And knowing is half the battle.
That's true.
Winnie says hi.
So, yeah, would you walk into a industrial press like this? That always scares the...
Would you crawl
out of me? Yeah.
To be honest,
I don't know.
To be honest, I've had my finger crushed under a 30-ton short stack press.
And go on.
And
how's your finger now?
Only because it happened when I was like 19.
Yeah.
So it's still here.
It got better.
Yeah.
It got better.
Yeah, barely. It's still parts of it are broken, but you know, I don't know if I would. But granted, if there was a huge freaking robot death machine behind me, I'd probably crawl.
Yeah,
gotta lure him in.
But that's always one of the most scary thing for me in the movie. With everything the movie has, is when she starts crawling under this.
The claustrophobia.
Oh yeah, I'm terrified.
It's not the making the bombs at the kitchen table.
No, that I can see myself doing that with you in vacation or something. Totally.
Whoa.
Sorry, NSA. He's totally kidding. We've never made bombs anywhere that I remember. May have been drunk.
Water bomb. Come on.
Oh, holy shit. Yeah, that's exactly. Wow. Oof.
Oh, it's a... He said bong, not bomb.
Yeah, totally. That's legal.
Welcome to Canada.
Canada. Bones are legal. That's right. Bong. Water bongs. I love the visions of the trench. You know, where Reese is in the trench and the first... infiltrator comes in and slays everybody. It's just, oh my gosh, dogs detect them.
You like the tree in it.
That's why they have the dogs.
The future there is in this movie.
That's why they have the dogs.
Do.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's 3.5 minutes.
You like...
That's the story
the
of my life.
That they keep repeating in every fucking movie.
I know.
You like the salvation part of it. And
I know.
They made the whole movie of that thing.
Exactly. And I'm okay with it, though, because other parts touched me in the feels, too.
Yeah.
And it started... Wing. This is, I'm pretty sure, the movie that started It's in the Same Universe.
Yes. It probably is.
And I'm pretty fucking sure it is.
That would make a lot of sense.
Wait, yes. Which movie?
No, I think it's Thor. I think it's Thor. That
Thor?
It's in the same universe. Yeah.
No.
Because you liked it. I didn't.
I didn't like Thor. The first Thor was like, it was all right, but it wasn't like, no,
second. It's no second Thor.
Ugh.
If you're a fan of Legends, go back and figure it out.
No, oh my God, that'd be a horrible drinking game.
Figure it out.
Figure it out. Start re-listening, Beef, to everything we've done.
It's only 445 episodes.
This is 6.
Mm-hmm. And one.
That's probably then 400 for Beef. He came in at around 45 or something.
42 was my first episode.
I came in at what, 3 something?
No, before 300.
Yeah.
No, did I?
Yeah, you've been here.
You've been here for a while, man.
I'm old.
Way old. Fuck. See, we're all finishing each other's sentences. We're all old.
I'm so old, I'm dying.
Don't do that.
I'm so old, I'm ready to rate this movie.
Okay.
All right, I guess we will.
You have to do the voice.
I can't do the voice.
You have to do it. I can't. You're standing there. Your dong is hanging out. It's cold.
It's cold.
Do the voice.
See, now I'm laughing. So it's like, you got to do that. You're right. I can't do it. Me. Your ratings. Give them to me now. For Terminator, Wing, are you going legendary?
Terms of endearment.
Legend of its time.
Legend of time travel.
Cult legend.
The Sarah Connor Chronicles begin.
Awesome.
Arneed and dangerous.
Entertaining.
Like a Friday night at Technoir.
Mabel.
Terminator.
Forgettable.
Have you tried turning it off and on again? Reboot.
Abysmal.
Terminal Velocity.
Spring Breakers D&D.
Salvation Genesis Dark Fate.
Oof.
With a side of nostalgia. Rough. Guilty pleasure, tingle barf tears.
With a side of living tissue over a metal endoskeleton.
Seriously, I would debate putting Genesis in.
Okay, well you can fucking debate that, but I put it there.
He was just having fun. Dang, go ahead.
No, put Genesis there for the future. This one I'm gonna give it a cult legend. Legend of its time. Legend of its time. The next one is going to be legendary. This one just didn't age well enough, but it's close. On the other hand, now with retrospective, it's kind of interesting to have like the time capsule because they were made at different time. What it would look like actually if you send back a robot in the 80s, you send back a robot in the 90s, you send back a robot in the 2020s. You know, so there's something interesting in there. But yeah, this one I'm giving it the legend of its time. Like you guys pointed out, there was the Freddy Krueger for a certain demographic. And then he's going to refine the same exact freaking story and perfect it legendary in the second one. So, cult legend. Legend of its time. My God.
Well, apparently...
I really want to see Sarah Connor Chronicle.
Apparently, we have to recreate a 4.5 now for Wing on this one.
Beef.
I'm the same way you are. I really want to say Sarah Connor Chronicle begins... because it is a cult legend, but it's a legend of his time. It hasn't aged as great as it should have, but this is like one of the first VHS my mom had. VHSs, VHSEs, I don't know.
VHSs.
And they were like, of course, the first copies of it were bootleg. But, man, I can remember this from when I was young, and this is definitely a legend of its time. Legend of time travel. The Sarah Connor Chronicles begins. It's all of it.
Very hard to say.
I know it is because I've been drinking. It is my childhood. It is the start of so many of my likes and wants in sci-fi. Time travel, paradoxes, fucking robots, living tissue of a metal endoskeleton. Lobster.
Yo, James Cameron did not have a pot to piss in when he made this movie.
But he shat in this one.
He was nobody. He sold the rights to Gail Ann Hurd for $1 just so she could get money to make this because he believed in it. And even as new Terminator movies are flopping like Arnold's dong in a stiff breeze... I told myself I wouldn't cough during my rating, but it's cough laughing. It's okay.
Clapping.
So this film is a legend of its time. It is a legend of time travel. It is perhaps one of the best time travel movies ever made in terms of introducing the concept and playing with ideas about time travel is... the past and future fixed? Can they be changed? Or are we just in this repeating loop of, you know, we go back, we make the thing that we went back to change actually happen by trying to stop it from happening, and so on. This movie is maybe a little tough to watch today just because of the way that it's made with almost no money, but it is very watchable for the character moments. It is very watchable for the plot. And honestly, the action holds up pretty well.
Yep.
I don't know about the timing on those fuses,
no.
Because the pipe bombs either blow up in 2 seconds or 2 minutes. So I'd put a little bit more work in there. Yeah. But
stop motion is crazy. That robot design.
Oh, it's like Jason and the Argonauts, right? If you've ever gone back and that's like an early Corman movie where this guy fights these skeletons. It's exactly that is what it looks like. And that is actually kind of really cool.
I like that.
It's a cool creepy callback. But I would solidly rate this as a legend of time travel. Obviously, it's one of the movies that we've not yet done in Chronovember, but I would totally rank this among some of the best.
I'm sure most people our age, this is the first one that they see, you know, or have seen, or
whatever. The first one time travel movie?
I think T2...
Back to the Future, I'm sorry.
Shit, you're right. I agree
with Wing about Terminator 2 being the legendary over this one.
Yes.
Because I think it's a little bit more accessible to broad audiences, but this is what started it.
So. And they pumped the hell out of Terminator 2. I remember the marketing campaign for that pig.
The action figures, dude.
It's the first time that James Cameron made the movie where they were like, they're never going to make enough money to pay for this. And every freaking time he does it. So
except for this one.
We'll see for Avatar 2, 3, 4, 6.
Whatever. I want to even see a trailer for 2 before I go, ooh, I'm going to pretend to pay for it.
I'm going to watch a trailer because it's going to be in the trailer dump. So, Beef, what time is it?
Last word on Terminator.
Last word.
I was just on a roll.
Hasta la vista, Arnie.
I won't be back.
Not till someone else reboots it.
Beef, what time is it?
News time.
So, if you have been listening to this podcast, you know that Terminator Dark Fate flopped hard. That's okay. Harriet Tubman did well, so that's the box office.
Zombieland is making the exact same amount of money it did however many years ago.
Oh, wow.
That's not great with inflation.
After
though.
45 days or whatever, and 10 years later, so.
Well, there you have it.
Ten years later, we have another Terminator flopping. Look at that!
I do want to say, I feel like the box office is just holding its breath for what's a pretty crazy holiday season with Star Wars and all that coming up.
What is all that? Yeah. What the hell do we even have coming up?
Frozen 2, Jumanji, 1917, other movies that I'm blanking.
I haven't heard about many of these. We'll have to talk about some of them in Trailer Dump.
I mean, we have in the past.
I know, I'm kidding. Yeah. It's a
It's a joke.
Yeah, it's not as rough as last year where you didn't have a Star Wars movie and they were like, okay, we're going to put a Transformer movie, a DC movie. There was, five big movies? Mary Poppins. Let's go. Just pile them on. But this year, everybody was like, oh, Star Wars is going to be huge and moved. And it's funny how the narrative in the media right now is like, oh, Star Wars is going to make less money than Avengers. Shoo! They might not make $2.3 billion. They might make 2.1, maybe 1.7. Oh God!
Yeah, I mean,
well, we do. Speaking of December releases, We do have a new release date for Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse 2, which will not be released in December. It will be released April 8th, 2022.
Woohoo!
And there was a short tweet video, just 10 seconds of the logo, a Twitio, if you will, showing the Spider-Verse, the Miles Morales graffiti logo, but some glitching that may give us a hint to who we might see, including Japanese Spider-Man, who was confirmed this week by Phil Lord, who in a tweet confirmed that the character had already been designed.
Why would you do that to us?
Why the fuck wouldn't you?
I mean, it's a large market, so why not?
Absolutely, right?
But it sucks.
Why?
You've seen it, Lobster, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
It sucks.
I just want the scene where he kills Ant-Man with the wrench.
I'm confused.
That's a great meme. Look that up. Know your meme. Yeah.
You know your meme. There's a really good segue here because Ant-Man 3, Peyton Reed returning to direct.
Oh, my God. They're
going to
make another one. Oh.
I'm so happy.
What would we call this? Ant-Man, the Wasp, and?
Stature.
Stature?
It's his daughter.
Oh, that's his daughter, his Stature?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right, because she's a grown-up now.
Yeah.
Time jump.
You are making a joke. I'm sorry. I just went like, boom, no.
Damn it.
Sorry.
Okay, so Peyton Reed, the dog's also barking, is returning to direct. Not sure where this fits in their overall plan, other than they probably want to get... they want to get Paul Rudd before he starts looking older. Have you seen that guy lately? The years are really...
Just for men.
Not piling up on him, so... casting news for The Batman. Colin Farrell is in talks to play the Penguin, and Andy Serkis in talks for Alfred.
Wait a minute. Not in CGI?
Which one?
Andy Serkis? Andy Serkis.
Well, no, they're going to do...
Oh, I'm
they're
going to
do a... No,
he was good in Black Panther.
I know.
And they're going to do... Have you seen Colin Farrell? He's kind of, you know, he can play the schlub.
Colin Farrell as a Penguin is... weird in my ears. I'm guessing he had a great audition because I don't see it.
Well, his face also said no. Jonah Hill or whatever.
We don't know what
Nobody
they were casting him as.
That.
Yeah.
It was that.
And they don't know what
Riddler.
He was in talks for.
It was that or Riddler, let's be honest.
No, he was going to be Robin. Come on. They were going to put him in the little pants.
Okay.
What's Martin Scorsese up to?
Martin Scorsese is trying to... He realized he said something semi-explosive, and he's like, wow, I can be back in the news and people can talk about my old ass, so now...
Okay, boomer.
Yeah, whatever. Now every time he gets a chance, he can speak out about Marvel, he does.
Yeah, it's weird.
I get it. They're not everybody's ride, but stop shitting on most people's at least semi-enjoyment.
You want whatever drives people to a movie platform.
Uh-huh.
Because once they're on the movie platform to watch Avengers, they might actually see that little
trailer.
Thing for The Irishman that nobody wanted to produce in the world. Where, oh, sorry, your big cinema, they don't want you right now. So maybe be nice to the people that make these other shit.
I mean, listen, the dog ain't having it. Mr. Scorsese.
Okay. Also, I think The Irishman is going to come out, what, next week? Week after?
Yeah.
And you've been shitting all over movies?
Everyone, and it's going to get its big streaming debut. And you know what everyone's going to be talking about? Disney Plus.
Have you seen that Star Wars trailer?
Have you seen that they're going to have Avengers Endgame on day one?
Oh, wow. Okay.
So
I canceled
ahead,
my
sir.
Stars. I canceled my Stars add-on to Amazon.
Did you take the week off from work next week so you can watch everything on Disney Plus?
Not yet, because that's going to that's gonna take me like the year or 16. I'm
going to do that during Thanksgiving 2 weeks later.
I've not gotten Disney Plus yet, but that's what I'm going to get. I'll get the Apple thing later on because there's only two shows I want to see on Apple.
It's paid for. So
I know. You got like the 17-year package.
Day one, I get it.
Listen, when my power and cable go out...
Day one is going to crash.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You don't think
yeah,
there's the people with beta? You don't think they have, like, you know, half a billion people with, like...
Yes. I don't, because spoilers. Okay. Not of the new stuff. Like, they may be watching Darkwing Duck or whatever, but...
No, but, like, I mean, yeah, even because testing the network.
They
want to
have a huge spike that they don't need in the future. So you don't invest, like, billions of dollars on a render farm for 3 days. You let it crash.
Or you do. Like, you just do it.
And then you move it to other parts of your render farms because you're Disney.
You tell Pixar, hey, you guys aren't going to work on your next movie for 3 days. You're going to host this.
Right.
And then they just do it.
Damn, you might be actually
right. I mean, it's Disney. They have the processing power somewhere that they can just pipe into the stream.
Yeah. Every Disney store shuts down one cash register and you're good.
Yeah. And Uncle Bob is betting his career on Disney Plus. This better work.
Remember how years ago you could borrow some of the bandwidth from SETI and help them look for aliens? This will be like that.
Yep. Help me look for Mickey Mouse. You guys want to talk trailer now?
Yeah, let's flush some stuff because I felt good about most of these.
I liked 1, 2, 3 trailers this week. Oh shit.
All right. Could have been the beer I had and the wings, but let's talk.
Let's talk about The Witcher.
This looks like Netflix.
Looks better and better and better.
Yeah, they're putting money into it.
Better.
And well, now that I'm seeing more about it, it looks better. So, and it's free. I already pay for it.
Here's what the first trailer didn't give us: Henry Cavill being hot. This trailer gave us Henry Cavill being hot, and we're in.
And a badass.
Yes.
The problem is exactly what Beef said earlier. I might not be paying for Netflix when this gets released.
Yeah. Yeesh. This one, also from Netflix, but looks kind of fun. Let It Snow.
Which was this one?
This was
kind
of like
a teenage... There's two of them, and you put them right next to each other.
Teenage rom-com of winter shenanigans and love.
This
kind of like a Love Actually.
This looked better than the next one.
Yeah, this one I was like, this looks fun, but the fact that it's Netflix, it's probably going to suck.
What looks like it's going to suck is Dennis Quaid.
Yes.
In Merry, Happy, Whatever, a live audience sitcom.
It's a series, right? Like I heard canned laughter.
Yeah. It's got a laugh track.
Yeah, I was like, what the hell is this? Anyway.
The banker.
Dogs are barking.
The banker with...
All right, this is on Apple Plus.
I'm interested in this.
Oh, the thing nobody has?
The thing no one has and no one will have. And this looks good, but this should kind of be a movie and kind of be in movie theaters.
Wait, it's not a movie?
No, it's a series, I think.
I thought it was a movie. I was totally in for a movie. I'd try it a series.
No, I think it's a series.
I thought it was a movie on Apple Plus.
I don't think they're doing original movies yet.
Let me get to the end of this thing.
Yeah, I mean, this looks good. This is what, Chris...
In theater December 6th, so...
Oh, it's a movie?
It's a movie.
All right, maybe.
I would check this out.
I see it as a movie. I would not... This would not buy me the service.
The trailer for the new Pope, this third trailer for this season, makes me want to go back and watch the first season.
So good.
I've seen one episode of this.
So good. So good.
Great.
It's amazing.
It looks like it shot really well.
The Young Pope is a fantastic series. The new Pope looks amazing. Malkovich.
That's a sequel of the other series? It just changed the title? Okay, cool.
Because there's a new Pope. Get it?
And he's not as young as the other one.
Yeah.
Usually when you have a title, you tend to...
But the old Pope, the younger Pope, is still around.
Yeah, that's why.
In a coma.
Yeah, that's why at the end of the trailer, you like saw him taking off his mask like, yeah, motherfucker, I'm up. Awake.
I'm up. I'm awake. Prepare. Cold Brook. The reason I included this is... Okay, it looks awesome. It's got William Fitcher and Kim Coates. But also, what the hell is going on in my house? It also was filmed in Buffalo, New York, where I hail from.
Hail.
And I think it looks really fun.
It does look interesting. I'm intrigued that they're just trying to
not
be lazy.
Not the kind of movie we typically talk about, but looks like the kind of movie we'd enjoy.
Yeah, we should in select theaters or on demand it at some point in time in the next short time. Add it to the list.
Movie I have no interest in seeing ever, Bad Boys for Life.
I'm going to be curious because it's not Michael Bay, so I'm curious to see.
Would you say you're going to be bad boy curious?
I'm gonna be bad boy curious the day this gonna end up on whatever service I'm paying for that day, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I had no interest at the last trailer, and this one I have minimal interest, because basically they take what's-his-face, Will Smith, and smash him with figure the kids from Blade 3 with his new crew, and he's forced to work with them, and then he calls on it. Like, maybe. I'll give this a solid maybe. I'm not paying for it in theaters, but...
No. We're not seeing...
No, absolutely not. You can, but...
I'm not.
Last but not least...
I'm ready.
Jumanji
I'm ready.
2.
I'm ready. I'm ready.
Yeah, me too.
I haven't seen the first one, so I don't...
God damn.
What?
Watch that movie.
We need to add that.
I have no interest whatsoever in a comedy.
No,
an American comedy.
You need to watch Wing.
It's a video game movie, and nobody acts how they should. That's the whole point of it.
And I've seen like two or three trailers, and it was misogynistic as fuck. And I was I don't need to see that.
It's good.
Oh, it's not that bad.
I will defend it to my dying breath, which may be moments from now.
Come on, Wayne. Can you give us a solid maybe? Because when the second one comes out, you're going to have to watch both of them back to back. Otherwise, I'm just saying.
No.
All right. You know what we should do?
What should we do?
We should time travel to next week and talk about a different movie.
All right. Yeah! Well, we're going to do that. And I don't remember what it is. Maybe Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure?
Woo!
Excellent.
Tubular. Oh, wrong thing. My bad.
I'm very excited about this.
Bill S. Preston and Theodore Logan.
Just after I just shit on American comedy, I'm very excited.
Yeah, you're
for an American comedy, you son of a bitch.
All right, can I ask one thing of you, Wing?
Yep.
When this lets you down a little bit, can you give me a solid maybe for Jumanji? It is
Jumanji.
Way better than it should have been. I rented it when I was sick, and I was like, oh my God, this is fun.
I saw it in the theater, and it was amazing.
I can't watch the original Jumanji. That I have no problem.
Just
new one.
Stop
watch
it.
The new one.
Give me a solid fucking maybe.
I'm gonna get my dog barking again just for you.
I'm really not interested.
All right, Lobster. It'll be a backup movie.
By the way, I've
seen
Bill and Ted like 3 months ago, so I know I'm not gonna be let down.
Loser. This has been episode 446 of Legends Podcast. I'm Beef saying. Loser.
I'm John D saying. I think I'm the winner in this. I don't feel like a loser at all.
Okay. And I'm John Lobster saying...
Yep, that worked.
I'm dead.
Thank you for listening. If you'd like to leave us feedback, you can find us on Twitter and Facebook at Legends Podcast. For all our contact information, as well as other shows, look to GunnaGeek.com and KrakenCast.com. You can also visit LegendsPodcast.Lipson.com, where you'll find our complete archives. The music heard on this podcast is Danger Storm by Kevin MacLeod and can be found at Incomputech.com. The opinions heard on this podcast are those of each individual host and do not represent Legend Stream Canada, GunnaGeek, or KrakenCast. No infringement is intended.